This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10, where we left off last time. Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. Before we begin, I want to invite every Holy Spirit-filled prayer warrior Christian in the United States of America who loves our precious President Donald Trump, God sent to us, and the United States of America, to join me each Wednesday night at 6 p.m. for effectual, fervent intercessory prayer for our President and for the United States of America. We are in a war. We're in a crisis. In other words, it's do or die. The only hope we've got is to get God, and the only way we get Him is prayer. Your other stuff doesn't matter. You are called to pray. It is the greatest work you will do next to the Word. Anything else you're doing is almost a sin right now because we're at a crossroads. Come and let us take back this country for Jesus and the Bible. Yes. I am in my new location in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside the produce place. The produce place is on Wickham Road. You will see the produce place on Wickham Road has a sign. On the same sign, you will see Sherry Medlock with an arrow pointing to my place. I'm hidden there. I am at 2565 Sellers Lane, each Wednesday night, 6 p.m. You're also lovingly invited to come each Sunday, 5 p.m., for this live radio broadcast. I only ask that you please come on time, turn off your cell phones, get your comfortable seat, and then just please don't move around. And now, Revelation chapter 12, verse 4. Revelation 12 is the most interesting chapter, one of the most interesting in the Bible, because it takes us back to the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, world is age, the first earth age, when Lucifer rebelled and said, I will be God. And Revelation 12 calls him the dragon. He's got many play actor names. And a lot of God's children were all there. We're not in a flesh body. We're in our spiritual bodies. One third of God's children betrayed God and followed the dragon. And they fought against Michael the archangel and those children of God, minus the flesh, who loved God. There was war in heaven. Then last week, Revelation 12 took us into this second earth age, one time in the flesh, only one time, to the Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the man-child. The child is baby Jesus. The man is a son of man, who is really the son of God, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. And then we left off last week with the Lord Jesus, who really wrote this through John, taking us to all of the seven trumps. Now, we learned that all five trumps have already sounded. A trump is an event, an action leading up to the second coming of Jesus. But we also learned that the fifth trumpet is still sounding. It's telling you what's happening, and it's happening. It's blowing now. You're hearing it. And then he took us a little further from here to the sixth trump, and he told us that the Antichrist is going to be kicked out of heaven. His evil spirit's here, but he's held restrained by Michael, and he's coming in the sky, and he's called himself Christ. Anti doesn't mean against. He means he's going to pretend to be Christ. He's a devil with his Jesus costume on. We also learn that he's coming with his fallen angels, who, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, pretend to be ministers of light, and they're coming with him. It'll look like Jesus and his entourage. Now, in the first part of Revelation 12, we saw a woman clothed with a sun. You need to understand that because this woman's coming back in today's teaching. It's a metaphor. She's not really a woman. the woman would be the set aside ones, the saints, the 7,000 elect men and women living right now who will not be deceived at this sixth trump when the Antichrist comes. The whole world is going to think he's God. Half of the body of Christ, have mercy, Matthew 25, will think it's Jesus because he's going to act like him. He's going to be good and nice, miracles and all. Unless you knew the Bible, you wouldn't know the difference. He'll offer to pay your mortgage and give you all kind of beer and alcohol and money and gold and jewelry. But the woman clothed in the sun, the set aside ones, the men and women of the body of Christ, 7,000 elect right now alive. So let's see what happens.
Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
Now, as the Antichrist comes, who's the devil with his Jesus costume on, pretending to be Jesus, deceiving the whole world except the woman clothed with the sun, why is there any kind of salvation? What it means is that you, woman clothed with the sun, set aside ones, men and women, 7,000 elect not deceived, that he's going to give you power to overcome. Salvation means help also and deliverance. He's going to deliver you from this deception. So see, not one hair of your head shall be harmed unless you're the two witnesses, unless you're that martyr called Antipas, the instead of the false father.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down.
Now that tells you who the Antichrist is. Who is it who goes before the throne of God and accuses the woman clothed in the sun, the set aside ones, those that he doesn't accuse you if you just play in church. He accuses you if you're filled with the Spirit, if you're a prayer warrior, if God answers your prayer, if you win souls, if everything in your life is God. He accuses you day and night. You know that's the devil. We have an example of that in the book of Job. We know that while the devil's evil spirit roams around, right now he's held restrained bodily in heaven by Michael, but he's coming out as the accuser of the brethren, as the devil. But in the book of Job, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, Satan, went before God's throne and said, huh, you so proud of your elect servant Job. Boy, he gives his life for you. He gives all of his money away. He prays for people 3 or 4 hours every day. He wins souls. He takes every money he gets and gives it to you. Everything he is about you. But I tell you, God, I accuse Job. If you take his family, if you take his money, and if you make his body so sick he's not normal, he's always hurting, he's gonna fail you. But Job stayed true. Job said, though you slay me, God, I will serve you. I tell you, those of you who sit in your comfort zones, you say, I'm a Christian, but you don't go out of your way. You don't give up your stuff for God. You don't win souls. You're not baptized with the Spirit. You won't give up your time to pray, which is the greatest work you can do next to the Word of God. He doesn't accuse you. You don't mean anything to him. But those of you who've given it all away, everything is God. You're making a difference because everybody you touch, you love, and you try to snatch them out of the fire.
Amen. Yeah.
Then he's accusing you day and night. Some of you have horrible things happen to you. Family's gone. Money's gone. Your body's so wounded that nobody knows how you make it. It was the devil who put the boils on Job.
Amen.
Count it a badge of honor. The devil is afraid of you. The accuser of the brethren is cast down. He's coming out of the sky calling himself Savior.
Which accused them before our God day and night.
Right now he's a squawking away. Not at you people playing church, not of you nominal Christians, but those of you who are filled with fire, who are giving it all up. He's accusing you. What an honor.
Amen.
Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Who are they? The woman clothed in sun, not a woman, the set aside ones, the men and women, 7,000 elect alive right now, who are not deceived by the devil. How will you overcome him? He's going to have two horns of a lamb. He's going to be sweet and nice. There'll be a great revival in this deceived part of the Christian church. He'll pay your mortgage. He'll give you a new house. He'll say, I love you. He'll say, the Trinitite Philadelphia church don't know what they're saying there. He'll do miracles, call lightning down from heaven. But they, the woman clothed with the sun, will overcome. Here's how you will overcome: by the blood of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. That's Jesus. And the word of the testimony. What is the word of the testimony? The word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, Satan came to tempt Jesus after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry and weak. And Jesus overcame because Jesus said, it is written. And then Jesus quoted the Bible. Now, any of you thinking right now that you've got enough word to overcome, he is so subtle. He's going to look like Jesus, act like him, talk like him, peace and safety, cause craft to prosper, and just woo you. A little dab won't do you. How Christians, you eat a meal almost every day so you won't be malnourished. Since you're a spirit, why do you think that one time to go to church is enough food? Especially when a full course meal is offered. Why don't you come and eat? But you can also overcome now. Let's give you a little example. So the Lamb is Jesus. So we're really overcoming then and now. Anytime trouble hits, Lamb is the name of Jesus. So we overcome any trouble the devil brings to you in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God. Now, let's take an example to help you. Right now, the whole world is living in fear. Fear is not of God. Fear is a demon. And God's not giving you a spirit of fear. Some of you are afraid because you hear all of this hype and phony baloney. Corona disease. We've always had plagues and diseases. The flu is a lot worse. I'm not saying you shouldn't acknowledge it. But you can't live in fear. One of our presidents said you have nothing to fear but fear itself. A lot of that is political, to ruin our President Donald Trump. And so, in other words, the devil loves to stir up fear within you. But maybe you're afraid because you got a doctor's report. Maybe you're afraid because you don't have enough money. Maybe you're afraid because you see a mate pulling away. Maybe you're afraid to grow old and be alone. Well, let's overcome. The name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of God. Well, what's the word of God? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So let's try it. The name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of God. It is written.
It is written.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
But of power.
Of love.
And of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you overcome now. But you see, that one verse isn't going to get you to overcome. You're going to have to know Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. A little dab won't do you. If you don't want to be deceived by the devil, every time the full meal is offered, nothing else matters. All that stuff that you put before hearing the word of God is not going to save your soul. It's wood, hay, and stubble. The only thing that's going to last forever is the word of God.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
Only people who will last forever are those who are filled with the word of God and have the word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they love not their lives unto the death.
They who? The woman clothed the sun, the set aside ones, the men and women, 7,000 elect who are not going to be deceived, living right now. You love not their lives unto the death. Notice it said, the death. Now, you remember before our great President Trump was elected, they called him the Donald, okay? In other words, it's one of a kind, special, unique. Now, Jesus says in Hebrews 2:14, I came to this earth to deliver this message to the congregation. I came to defeat death, who is the devil. They love not their lives unto the death. The woman clothed with the sun, the 7,000 elect, some of us are going to be delivered up to the Antichrist because we won't worship him. He's not cutting your head off. He just wants you to make him worship him. He wants you to love him. He's going to try to convince you. He's the death, okay? Instead of the Donald, he's the death, okay? Now it says they love not their lives. What does that mean? He's not cutting your head off because, see, he's playing Jesus. Jesus is sweet. If he killed you, he'd blow his cover. What does it mean? Most people in this world and most of the body of Christ love their stuff more than God. I do not, you say. Well, why in the world aren't you filled with the Holy Spirit? Why aren't you hit the church every time the door opens when the word is there? Why aren't you praying hours for God's people? Why aren't you winning souls? Why aren't you making a difference? You love your stuff. But the woman clothed in the sun has given up the stuff, because the stuff shall pass away, but the word of God shall live forever. Amen. And so the woman clothed in the sun, the set aside ones, the 7,000 elect men and women, already giving up their stuff, will not think of themselves when they deliver up to death. Mr. Death is going to say, oh, don't you see? I love you. I really am Jesus. I'll pay off all your debts. I'll give you a little drink of alcohol. I'll give you a little meth there. I'll give you a new house. I'll pay your bills. I'm Jesus. I'll give you a position in my church. I'll make you the associate pastor. I'll give you the third parking lot in my church. That's how he's going to do it. But you don't love this stuff when you deliver it up to him. We're told in Luke 12 that the elect are going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. We're not going to bow the knee. And whatever we say, the whole world will hear the gospel, and then the end shall come. What an honor.
Amen.
12. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens and ye that dwell in them.
Now, why is heaven rejoicing when the Antichrist is coming down here calling himself Jesus? Remember, God the Father's going to stay in heaven for a little while with a lot of the saints there. Why are they happy? Because the woman clothed with the sun, the set aside ones, the men and women of the body of Christ will not bow the knee. When half of the body of Christ, who really love Jesus, who go to church all the time, sing his praises, good people, are going to worship the devil. Heaven rejoices for the overcomers.
Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you.
Now you notice he told you who the Antichrist is. He didn't even disguise it. Who is accused of the brother? The devil. Who is the devil? He's the devil. Okay? So he's come down. He's coming down calling himself Messiah. Now we learned early in this chapter, chapter 12, verse 9, that the devil has many play actor names. In the first earth age, Isaiah 14, he was called Lucifer, the covering cherub. In the first part of this book, he's called the dragon. He's called the serpent. That wasn't a snake in the garden. That's one of his play actor names. It's a metaphor. He was the devil. And then he's a serpent, he's a devil, he's Satan. In the next chapter, I'll get there a little bit, he's going to be called a beast. He's got play actor names.
Having great wrath, for he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Why is the pretend to be Savior going to have great wrath? He's going to pretend to be Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back with a cup of wrath. a wide mouth bowl, and he's going to pour it out on all of the earth, on all of the world who's worshiping the devil, even half the body of Christ who's worshiping him. If you're the woman clothed with the sun, the elect, the set aside ones, the men and women will not be deceived, not one hair of your head shall be harmed. So the devil's imitating. But the devil's not going to be angry at all those people deceived by him. That's what he wants. He's going to be angry at the woman clothed with the sun. He's mad at you because you know you're on to him. You know he's a dead man walking.
Amen.
Now, why does he know his time is short? Underline the word short. Very important. Now, we know in Mark 13 that Jesus shortened the time of the Antichrist for the elect's sake. See, we got two times short. Short here and short in Mark 13. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses a matter established. We got two shorts, so that makes it true. Originally, in the book of Daniel, the time of the Antichrist was 7 years. But even then, it was cut in half. It was divided into 3.5 years and 3.5 years. Now, in Mark 13, he shortened it. Revelation 9, I taught it. That king of the bottomless pit, Abaddon, the destroyer, Apollo, man of sin, the devil, the Antichrist, the dragon, the serpent. His time has been short to 5 months. Five is the number of grace. You're saved by grace. But since God changes not, it's still divided in half. 2.5 months, 2.5 months. Now, while he'll coming in the sky with his fallen angels, the first 2.5 months, the fallen angels transposed as ministers of light, 2 Corinthians 11, are going to be the preaching of the gospel of the Antichrist. But the last 2.5 months, the Antichrist himself is going to set himself up in Jerusalem, standing where he ought not, calling himself God. Understand?
Yes.
Okay, so there we have it. His time is short. He knows it's short. He knows it's been shortened. You know it's been shortened?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen.
13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child.
The woman clothed with the sun, men and women not deceived, who love Jesus. Jesus is the Word. I want to explain something. Christians say, I love Jesus. Jesus is the Word. So, when you're in love, you have a passion. Oh, I love you, I love you, I've got to have you. Jesus is the Word. If you don't say, I want the Word, I want the Word, I want the Word, you don't love Jesus. He's the Word. So the devil goes after this woman, and he hates her. Now, how's he going to persecute her? Remember, he's playing sweet Jesus, so he can't kill you. We're going to find out how his idea of persecution is.
14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle.
Now, in Revelation 15, we're going to learn that the overcomers, the woman clothed with the sun, the men and women who are not deceived, some of those elect, are going to sing the overcomer song. It is found in Deuteronomy 32. And there it describes our God as a metaphor, as a great eagle. And he covers us with his feathers, and he hides us secretly under his wings. So that means that this woman, the woman clothed with the sun, the men and women not deceived, are going to be covered by God.
That she might fly into the wilderness.
What is a wilderness? In the United States of America, there are areas, wilderness areas, that are protected by the United States of government. So the real meaning of a wilderness is a place of protection. It's also hidden because it's hard to find anyone in a wilderness. The minor prophet Zephaniah calls God's elect, the woman clothed with the sun. He calls us the hidden ones. And Paul says we are hidden with Christ in the heavenly places. And the elect are hidden right now and ever since all through mankind, and especially since Jesus ascended, there have been people preaching the gospel of Jesus, good men and women, loving Jesus, called of God, appointed, and we can name their names. There's Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists that ever was. But you see, right now, while we have many good men and women preaching, you hear them on radio, television, good people, love God, then you don't hear the elect, they are hidden because there's a set time for them to be revealed, and they're going to say the word of God. The hidden ones, the wilderness, protected.
Into her place where she is nourished.
Now, why is the woman clothed in the sun nourished? Because also at this time, there are two witnesses, and they're going to appear. That doesn't mean they're not here. You're going to be aware of them, teaching God's word, telling the truth all over the world, 10 to 14 days before the actual Antichrist, the devil with his Jesus costume, sets himself up in Jerusalem, calling himself God. That lasts 2.5 months. But Zechariah says those two witnesses, it says they have the anointing of Elijah, and they have the word of God like Moses. They're going to be pumping the truth into the woman clothed with the sun, the 7,000 elect, and feed the elect so you'll not get discouraged, so you'll not be dismayed. See, we're fed. Yep. They'll feed the word.
For a time and times and a half time.
This is how long the woman clothed with the sun will be fed. Times, times, and half time. In the book of Daniel, when originally it was 7 years, and it was divided into times, times, and half time, 3.5 years, 3.5 years, shortened for the elect's sake, Mark 13, Revelation 9, 5 months, times, times, and half time is 2.5 months. So this should give you hope. Don't be afraid. The elect are going to be safe, hidden, protected during that time of Antichrist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the face of the serpent.
Notice he said serpent, he blew his cool again. Serpent, dragon, devil, Satan, Lucifer, Antichrist, beast, on and on.
Verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water, as it were a flood, after the woman.
Okay. What is water? Water. Now remember Jesus, with the woman at the well, he gave her the living water. What is water? It's the word of God. Paul says we're washed with water by the word of God. You and I ask God to pour out his word. He's pouring out his word on you right now, those of you who are receiving it. But see, the devil is an imitator. The flood that he's going to send upon the woman clothed with the sun, the elect not deceived, will be a word of lies. Jesus said in John 8, the devil is the father of lies. So he goes to the woman and offers lies. Listen, I really am Jesus. I mean, that Smyrna, Philadelphia type church, they know what they were talking about. Look at me. I'm good. I'm doing everything. I brought peace on earth. Look at me. I do miracles. And you don't know the word, and you'll be deceived. So he goes after her woman. Daniel says the Antichrist is going to try to wear out the saints of the woman clothed with the sun. He's going to keep after you. You know, let's just say that you need your mortgage paid, and you know it's the devil, but someone keeps saying, I'll pay your mortgage, I'll pay your mortgage, I'll pay your mortgage, I'll pay your mortgage. Okay, please pay my mortgage. Understand? But you're not going to fold.
That he might cause her to be carried away with the flood.
Have you heard the expression, now don't get carried away? I know you're hearing of that. You're hearing them saying corona disease, coronavirus, coronavirus. Now don't get carried away. Don't believe that. Don't get carried away with that lie.
16. And the earth helped the woman.
Oh my goodness. God is the very present help in trouble. The tribulation of Antichrist. God will help the woman clothed with the sun.
And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Okay. Now remember that Jesus said that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said he is the image of the invisible Father. Most people in the flesh do not see in the spiritual realm. Sometimes he lets some of us see, but mostly you don't. But the spiritual is made manifest in the physical. So we have a great physical explanation of this. Moses is the woman clothed with the sun. He's a man of God. He's the priest. He's teaching God's word. He's anointed. He stays true. But he has a cousin named Corey. This is in the Bible. Corey says, I'm just as good as you. Lucifer said, I'm God too. Satan says, I'm God too. Corey said, I'm the same tribe of you. I could preach just as well as you. Why don't you let me be the priest? Moses, the woman clothed with the sun, says, okay, you can have it. Because you see, the woman clothed with the sun is not trying to get fame or fortune. We're just trying to get your soul saved. That's what we're trying to do. We love you. And we're trying to preach our God to you and get you to wake up and understand what counts. Nothing that you think counts counts except God. So Moses said, okay, you can have it. So Korah's crew came along, and that would be all the people all over earth worshiping the Antichrist, including half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, 5 have no oil in their lamp, no truth. Guess what happened? God put a sinkhole and swallowed them up. Here's what this means. The next chapter tells us the whole world will worship the devil, calling him God. Half of the body of Christ who really love Jesus, probably some of you listening to me now, says he's going to look like him, act like him, be signs and lying wonders. I mean, just what can you say wrong with him? If you don't know the Bible, you're going to swallow his flood of lies, hook, line, and sinker. You swallow it. The earth swallows it. That means the majority of everybody on planet earth will worship the Antichrist, including half the body of Christ. You swallowed it up. The earth swallowed it up. The people on earth swallowed it up. You understand?
Yes.
Well, how does this help the woman clothe the sun? It distracts the devil's attention away from the hidden ones, from the elect, to give us a little bit more free time. Takes his attention away from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed.
In every generation, there's been a remnant of that small group in the first earth age in our spiritual bodies that got up and fought for God. Revelation 12, Michael and his archangel, his angels were children of God minus the flesh. God chose them, judged them. Romans 8, they were found not guilty. And he sent out that remnant, they're called the remnant of the elect in every generation, right now the very remnant of the elect. So the Antichrist is going to fight with the woman clothed with the sun, the elect. But it's not like weapons you think. Remember, he's playing Jesus. How do we fight? Our weapons are not physical. We don't shoot people and draw swords. We fight by the word of God and prayer. Prayer is the greatest weapon you have. People say, is that all I can do is pray? It's the best thing you can do. I mean, if I were you, I would not give up until I learned how to pray in the Spirit. I become a prayer warrior. You can move mountains.
Amen. Amen.
And so we fight with prayer and the word of God. So the devil's going to fight, and he's going to keep on jabbing, jabbing, jabbing. Oh, come on. I mean, look at your mortgage. It's backing up. Remember, you can't buy or sell unless you call him Jesus. I'll give you some food. I'll give you a new house. You who are a little bit addicted to drugs, I'll give you some more drugs. I'll give you some more alcohol. I'll give you anything you want. So he's just going to put his word. You know, after a while, Daniel says he's going to try to wear out the saints. Unless you're really solid in the world, you will fold. Stand steady. Stay true.
Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Who is the woman clothed with sun? Those of us who keep the commandments. Keep means guard. The commandments is the word of God. The word of the testimony is the word of God. It's not one verse. It's not a devotional book every morning in one verse. A little dab won't do you. It's Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. The mystery of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The only victory you have is the word of God. Everything you're doing now that prevents you from knowing every word of God is not going to amount to a hill of beans. It has no power. The word endures forever. The word endures forever.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
I'm entitling this Beast Number 1, Beast Number 2, and 666. Beast number one, beast number two, and 666.
Verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea.
This is the prophet John taken in the spirit to a little time after where we are now, to the sixth trumpet. Now we told that the seed of Abraham are numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. Revelation 17 says the sea of the people. So John is coming now a little time past where we are at the sixth trump, and he's standing on the earth where all the people are, seven continents.
And saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Okay. Now, this is where a false teaching comes, where people tell you that the Antichrist is a man, because this beast comes out of the sea of the people. However, this is beast number one. This is not a man. This is a political system of the Antichrist. It's called the One World Government. See, right now, it's being formed. It's been being formed for some time. One World Government. Remember last week I told you in the first earth age, Satan had his political system. Well, now it's going to be in the natural. So this is the political system, the One World Government, of all of the people on planet Earth.
Having seven heads.
Okay, the seven heads, the seven continents of the Earth, all right, all over the world, the One World Government governing all of the people, wanting you to worship the government. Worship the government, socialist, communist. I'll give you free stuff. I'll give you food stamps. I'll pay your bills. Worship the government, you're dead meat.
And ten horns.
Ten horns. Horn is power.
And upon his horns, ten crowns.
This means that these are ten kings. Ten is a number of responsibility in biblical numerics. And ten means that the people who have the responsibility serve their God. Now, these are ten kings. Now, there are some kings of Satan on the earth, but these are not human beings. These are 10 supernatural beings coming back with Satan in the sky. And of course, as Jesus calls you in Revelation 1 a king, Satan calls his children the king.
And upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
Blasphemy is to call yourself God. All of these supernatural beings are going to say their daddy is God. Their daddy is in charge of the One World Government, the first beast.
Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard.
Now, God is not strange and weird. He's a beautiful artist. This is a figure of speech. We have in the kingdom of God a three-headed God, shall we put it that way? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The American government has three heads of government. The executive branch, that's the president, the legislative branch, that's the Senate and the House, and the judicial branch, understand? So Satan imitates him. So now we're going to find that this one world government right now has three. The first is a leopard. All right, we know a leopard cannot change his spot. The Overcomer song in Deuteronomy 32 says, their spots, not our spot. What is that? These will be those, Smyrna and Philadelphia tell you those, who are say they are beloved brother Judah. We love you, Judah. But they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Who are they? Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain. And Cain is the child of the devil, that old serpent who beguiled Eve. They pretend to be Judah, but they're not. Now, I can tell you now, the Bible calls them Mount Seir, and they're going with this one world government who is going to really, really be directed by the Antichrist. Right now, it's Iran and it's Syria.
And his feet were the feet of a bear.
The bear is the Russian bear. God hated Esau from his womb. Esau is Edom. Edom in the Hebrew is Rush, Rush, Rush by the Volga, Russia. Why his feet? We know that Edom, Russia, is coming against Jacob, the 10 tribes of Israel, the larger bulk of America, to regain Alaska. So, one of the governments with this one world government is Iran and Syria, and one is Russia, who is the third one.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Wait a minute. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Uh-oh. Now remember, there are 12 tribes. They're divided into two houses. the 10 tribes captured by Sennacherib, migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, came to Europe, came across the ocean, settled these United States of America. You don't know who you are, but this is Israel. But there's another brother called the House of Judah, some in England, but also in the land of Israel. We love our brother Judah, but some of our brother Judah has never accepted that Jesus was the Messiah. They're looking for their Messiah. So when Satan comes acting like Jesus, looking like him, voice like him, wonderful, great, they're going to worship him. So the government of the Antichrist is Iran, Syria, Russia, and have mercy, our beloved brother Judah, deceived. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop there right now. This is really a cliffhanger. We'll stop there and we'll begin right there next time. I hope you were blessed.
Amen. Amen.
It's time right now for mystery moment, but I'm going to skip that because I just told you a mystery. So we're going to move on to the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Mercer. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. I mean, the whole Revelations is a mystery revealed, right?
Fantastic.
Amen. It is. Awesome.
Scott, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them upon her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Deuteronomy 32:11-12.
Thank you so much, Scott Mercer, the Overcomer Song. Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Now I'm going to pray for those of you who are healed, but before I do, the most important thing in the world right now is to make sure your salvation. If you're not saved or don't know you, I'll pray this prayer with me and God will save you. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To enlarge your kingdom.
To enlarge your kingdom.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, for those of you who prayed that, in a moment, my announcer is going to give you my telephone, I welcome you number, and I welcome you to call and leave that message on my voicemail. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, Father, I ask according to your word. You said you sent your word and heal them, Malachi 4. Everybody under the sound of my voice who fears your name, reveres, loves, you said, the Son of Righteousness now shall arise with healing in the wings of laser beams of light, laser beam surgery, going into the ribs, removing cancer,
yes,
removing arthritis, hernias disintegrate, backbone spine be made whole,
heal.
Bones be strong, ears hear, legs walk, strength, vitality, stomachs be healed, bladders, intestine, colon, kidneys, hearts, lungs, breathe, live and not die. He sent his word and healed you. He restores health and cure to you. He heals you of your wounds. You shall not die but live and declare the works of God. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank you, Father. Any of you who were healed, some of you were, I invite you to call me and tell me that wonderful miracle. Nothing is given to you to keep. Give it away. God will give you some more. Go and tell these beautiful truths. The time is short. You need to give up your stuff and do what God tells you to do. Let it go. It doesn't matter. Only God's word will live forever. I strongly suggest to all of you, get the word. I offer it here free of charge. Why would you turn away this beautiful treasure? What's wrong with you that something else is more important? I love you. God loves you. I know what you need, and I'm offering it to you. Come and eat. I love you. I thank you, Scott Merson, for your Scott stuff. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. Sherry.
God bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your host, Sherry Medlock, saying I love you, and I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Yeah. 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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it
true? Calling all Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Trumpet of Truth.
Long can be the night of our struggle. Deep can be the wounds of this life. Hope lives on in spite of our trials, and these soon shall pass. Yes, these soon shall pass. You take the world off my shoulders, the weight of it all off my shoulders. You breathe your hope, you watch over, and you take the world, all the weight of this world. There are times of tears and of trouble. We wander through the darkness of night, but hope will shine inside of this battle, and this too shall pass. Yes, this too shall pass. But until it does, you take the world off my shoulders, the weight of it all off my shoulders. You breathe your hope, you watch over, and you take the world, all the weight of this world. You take the weight. take the weight, and your love, it keeps on lifting me, and your hope is marching on, and your mercy surely carries me, and your hope is marching on. Oh, I know, I know. And your love, it keeps on lifting me. Oh, and your hope is marching on, and your mercy surely carries me, and your hope is marching on. Shoulders, oh, the weight of it all off my shoulders. Jesus, you breathe your hope, you watch over. Oh, and you take the world, all the weight of this world, all the weight of this world.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument. He who was before there was light walked across the pages of time. He who made every living thing, behold him. He who heard humanity's cry, left his throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us, behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah.